Masechta Bab Metzia, Daf Beis, Daf Yud, Chazara, Vishishbi is a chus v'klai Yisrael. We shav Yeshuais, Refuais, and the Gula Bekarev. And the Masechta begins. Shnayim Oichsim Batalis. You have two people holding onto a talis. And as the Gemara explains, we're dealing with two cases. The first case is a case of Metzia. Ze Oimer, Ani Metzia, Vze Oimer, Ani Metzia. And the second case is a case of a Mekach U'Memkar. Ze Oimer, Kula Shali, Vze Oimer, Kula Shali. The Mishnah says each one swears they don't own less than half. And Yachloiku. And the Gemara Amud Beis and onto Daf Gimel explains why our Mishnah's halachas are different than the following three cases: the case of Chen V'Neal Pinkasai, the case of Sharsha Nagach, and the case of Manish Shlishi. First, the case of Chen V'Neal Pinkasai, where Reuven the Baal Bayis tells Shimon the store owner to pay Levi, Reuven's worker, where the halacha is Zeh Nishpa V'Neitel V'Zeh Nishpa V'Neitel. Shimon the store owner swears that he gave Levi the food. Levi swears he never received it from Shimon. Both collect from Reuven. The next case where we saw Baba Kama Daf Menvav, Shar Shanagach Zapara, Venimser Urba Betzida, where the Chacham say Hamoitzi Mechaveir Olav Raya, while Sumchas says Cholkim Beloy Shvua, and since Sumchas holds Mama Mudo Basafek Cholkim Beloy Shvua, why in our case I am Oichsim do they have to swear? Either because our mission is talking about a Bari Vibari, or there's no Jorah Moina, or on Daf Gimel, like Rabbi Yechon says, Shalahei Kol Echad Ve'echad, Hoylech V'toykev, Talis Shachaveiroi, Vo'imer Shalihu. And finally, our mission will be different than the case of Mana Shlishi we see later in the Masechta, where Shimon and Levi deposit money by Reuven. One deposits a mana, one deposits two manas. And they both say that they deposited two manas. Tanakama says they each get one mana, and the third mana, Yeimunach Ashev Elio. Or Rabbi Yosef says, Imkei Mahivsid Ramai. Therefore, all three monas, Yehemunach Ashev Elio. And since over there, there's a Vade Ramai, we say Yehemunach as opposed to our Mishnah, where Lav Dafka, there's a Vade Ramai, therefore Yachleiku. Tani Reb Chiya, Manali Biyotcha, Vala Oimer, Ein Lecha Biyodi Klum. Tani Reb Chiya, Manali Biyotcha, Vala Oimer, Ein Lecha Biyodi Klum. Reuven tells Shimon, you owe me 100, which is a mana. Shimon says, I owe you nothing. And Adam say that Shimon owes 50 zuz, half. Shimon has to pay the 50 zuz, and he has to swear on the rest. Which means, Haidas Piv, which equals Moidim Mixas, which we already learned, is Mechai Veshvua. But Haidas Edim, there is no Svar to say there's a Shvua. I would think there's no Shvua. Kamash Blun, from a Kalvach Haimer, there is a Shvua. What's the Kalvach Haimer? On to Daf Dalet, it's a Tzadah Shava from Piv and Eid Echad, Shali De Tainu Kefira, Heim Boin Vinishba. So too, Edim, Shai De Tainu Kfira, Heim Boin Vinishba. Next case of Rebchia. Reuven says, Manali Biyotcha, and Shimon says, Ein Lecha Biyodi Ela Nunzuz Vehelech. And here it is. Rebchia is Mechai Veshvua, since it's as if he's being Moed of Mixas, while Rashesh says he's Potter, since it's as if he's being Kaifer Hakal. Amar Beis, the Gemara asks on Helech, first from the case of Sloim Dirim, where the contract just says Sloim Udinim doesn't say an amount. The Malva says he lent 5. The Levi said he borrowed 3. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says that's Moed Mixas Chai V'Shvua. Or Rabbi Kiva says since Sloim Udinim are plural, which means 2, and he admits to 3, it's Kimesh Vaveda, and he's Potter from Shvua. On to Daf Hey, according to Rabbi Sheshes, who holds Helech is Potter, why do we need a Pasik to exclude Karka from Shvua? Karka never leaves the owner's possession, so it's like Helech. And the Gemara answers, either it's a case where he's Chayfer, Bar Yishichim Aris, or it's a case, Tanu Kelim U Karkois, and he's Moedan the Kelim, and he's Chayfer the Karka. Amud Beis. So the Mishnah said, Zei Shava She'en Le'Pachas Mechetzei, Zei Shava She'en Le'Pachas Mechetzei, V'Yachloiku. And as Rabbi Yechon said on Daf Gimel, the reason we make them swear is that not everyone should go grab someone else's talis and say it's mine. And the Gemara asks, if a choshe that he's going to steal money, why are we not choshe he's going to swear falsely? And the Gemara says it must be lo yamrinan migud choshe amoina choshe dami ashvua. And on Daf Vav, we bring three rayas to this. Number one, a koifer akol has to swear shvuas heses. Number two, Daf Gimel, Chen V'Neal Pinkasai, someone's lying, but both of them are nishba v'neitel. And number three, the three shvuas of a shomer. Abaya argues on Rabbi Yechon and say we are concerned. Migu dechash amoina chash nami ashvua. So why in our case of the Mishnah Shayim Oichsim do they both swear? Chashinan shema sofik milvi yishana yeshe love. Reuven has a sofik loan outstanding against Shimon. Therefore, he has no problem grabbing Shimon's talis, claiming it's his own. Boyit Reb Zera, Takfa Echad Befanenu. So Shnayim Oichsim Batalis, and then in Bezdin, Shimon grabs it from Reuven. And Reuven initially is quiet, and eventually he starts screaming. Do we view him being quiet as being Moideh, or the reason he was quiet initially is because Beis Din saw it, and since Beis Din didn't do anything, he started to scream. Now, if we say Takfa Mitzia Miyadai, then if he's Magdish, that item ain't a Mikudeshes. But what if we say Takfa ain't Mitzia Miyadai? Do we say Mikudeshes since Amirasa Legvoya Kimisirasa Lehegdish, and it's as if he's holding it? Or we say no, he's not actually holding it. Omid Beis, the case of the Mesusa, a bathhouse, where Reuven and Shimon were fighting over who owns it, and one of them was Makdashit, and the Chacham stayed away from this bathhouse. Rav Hamnuna brought a raya from the case of Safek Bechairis, where if the Kohen wants to receive the Bechair, Hamitzi Mechaveri Olav Haraya, and Afal P. Kain, the Yisrael is also B'gizah B'avoida. Why? Because if Takfa Kohen, Ein Mitzi Mitzi Miyadai. If the Kohen grabs it, we don't take it away from him. Nevertheless, Kilai Takfu, also B'gizah B'avoida, in case he does decide to grab it. And Rabbi says, no, Takfa Kohen, Mitzi Miyadai. And the reason it's also B'gizah B'avoida is because Kedushas Bechar Ba Me'eleha, as opposed to the bathhouse here, that the Kedusha comes from one of the people being Makdashit. On to Daf Zion, we bring a riot to Rabbah, Takva Koyin Maitzi Miyadai, from the case of the Suffolk Petach Amar and Maisa Behema. And what's the bottom line with the Mesusa? Whether we consider the Mesusa Karka or Metaltlin, either way, Einoi Kadosh. Now, our Mishnah, which says Shtaim Oichsim Metalas Yachloiku, differs from a Braisa, Rav Tachlifa brings down, where Shnaim Adukim Metalas, two people are clutching onto a talus. The Halach is Zen Neutel Ad Mokam Shadim Magas, Vizen Neutel Ad Mokam Shadim Magas. Each one receives what they're holding, and the rest is Yachloiku. Our Mishnah, Rav Papa explains, our Mishnah is where they're holding onto the fringes, and the entire Beged is considered the part they're not holding onto, therefore Yachloiku. Tan Rabbanan. Shnaim Adugim Ishtar. Two people holding onto a shtar. The Malva says it's mine, you owe me the money. The Leiva says it is yours, I already paid you. So if the shtar is Mekoyim, it was certified, everyone holds Yachloiku. But if it's Ainu Mekoyim, not certified, Rebbe says the Malva must certify it, well, Rabbi Shimon Galila says Yachloiku. The Braisa continued, Nafla Yad Dain, which means this was a certified shtar with a hempik and somebody found it. Lo Yotze Lomis, Tanakama says he should never give it back to anyone. Since Rechayish Lepiroin, Rechayish was paid up. Rabbi Yossi says, Haru Bechas Kosai, you can give back to the Malba, since we're not Chayish Lepiroin. Amud Beis, when the Gemara brings a stira from a case of a ksuba found in the shuk, where Rabbi Yossi is Chayish Lepiroin, the Gemara gives a number of terutzim, including being Epoch, our Braisa, and Rabbi Yossi is Chayish Lepiroin. Now Yachloiku, whether by Ishtar or by Behema, means we don't tear it in half, we sell it, and we split the value. On to Daf Ches. Now, Shnaim Oichsim, the din is Yachloiku with a Shvua. But at the end of the Mishnah, Bizman Shehem Moidim, Oishyesh Lahem Eidim, Cholkim Beloi Shvua. That case is referring to Metzia. If they're Moide or they're Eidim, they divide without a Shvua. Based on that, Roim Barchama says, Hamagbia Metzia Lachaveroi, Kana Chaveroi. While Rava says, no, Hamagbia Metzia Lachaveroi, Loi Kana Chaveroi. Rather, the reason is, Migudu Zachle Navshe, Zachinami Lachaveroi. The Mishnah continued. Two people are riding on an animal, or one's riding and one's leading, and they both say it's all mine. They swear they don't own less than half, and yachleiku. And what's the chiddush? The roichiv nami kani. Amud Beis, Rabbi Huda learned two halachas from Shmuel legabi roichiv and legabi manig, and he wasn't sure which one was what. And the question was, roichiv mokim manig. What's the halacha? Is the roichev adiv since he's tough as he's holding the animal? Or is the manig adiv since he's leading it? And Rabbi Huda quotes a mission in Klayim, where if someone is being manig a sharon chamer, which is Klayim, he'll get malchus. And even someone sitting in a wagon will also get malchus. Rav Meir will hold that the yoshev is potter, and Shmuel reverses the opinions, and since he holds the yoshev is potter, he'll have the roichev is potter definitely against the manig. What will emerge is a Yehuda holds a roichev is not kaina. What about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is referring to a roichev that's being manig also by kicking the animal with its legs. On to Daf Tes, we challenge Rabbi Yehuda that a roichev is not kaina. From the case of Echad roichev chamor ve'echad toifis meisera, one's riding the donkey, one's holding onto the bridle. The one who's riding the donkey is kaina the donkey. We see roichev is kaina. And once again, we'll say the roichev is being manig with his feet as well. Amud Beis, Rabbi Loza asks, if someone says, Meshach Behemazu, Vakani Kalem Shealeh, bring the animal close so we can acquire the Kalem on top of them, is the Meshicha of the animal acquiring the Kalem? And Rava says, no, since Chatzam Alech is like Kana, Rabbi Loza's question was, Bikfusa, when the animal is tied up. The next Mishnah deals with Reuven, who's riding on an animal, and he sees him at sea and he tells Shimon to pick it up for him. Shimon picks up for himself, Shimon gets to keep it. But once Shimon gives it to Reuven, then he says, I was zeichet for myself, lo yamar klum. And we bring a similar case from Mishnah Peah, where someone gathers peya and says for this specific ani. Rabbi Eliezer says that ani gets it, while the Chum say yitnei el ani hanim sarishin. Ula says the machloikis is dafka an usher picking up for an ani. Where Rabbi Eliezer says we can say two migus, migu deboi mafke nechase and migu zachen nafshe zachenaim lechavre. While the Chum say we can only say one migu. But in a case where one ani is picking up for another ani, he's zaycha for him, because migu did zaychel nafshe, zachanam l'chavre. Daf yud, hamagbiya mitziya l'chavere. If Reuven picks up a mitziya for Shimon, Rav Nachman and Chisda say, loikana chavere, since atoyvis b'al choyv, b'mokam shechav l'acherim, loikana, or Rav Chiya bar Arba says, he is kaine. Aye, our Mishnah says in the first case that Shimon's kaine for himself. The reason is because Reuven didn't say, be zoichet for me. He said, tenali, give it to me. The next Mishnah, Ross HaMetziah. Reuven sees a Metziah and he falls on it while Shimon goes and is machzik it. He grabs it. He's kaine it. Aye, we know Arba Amo Shel Adam kaineis loy b'chol makayim. The Gemara answers, by falling on it, he's ultimately saying that I'm acquiring it through falling on it and not through my Dalet Amos. Omid Beis, Reish Lakish says, a Ketana doesn't have a Chatzer, does not have even her own Dalet Amos. Rabbi Yechon says, she has both a Chatzer and both Dalet Amos. According to Rabbi Yechon, the reason she has both is he learns Chatzer Mishum Yada, or Reish Lakish says she has neither, he learns Chatzer Mishum Shlichos, and by a Ketana, there's no Shlichos. The Maskana of the Gemara is, L'inyin get. Everyone holds Chatzim Mishum Yada. The only Machlaikis is Le'inyim Mitziah. And the Gemara asks on Reish Lakish, how can you learn Chatzim Mishum Shlichos Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera? And we know someone can steal something acquiring it through his Chatzar. And Rava gives two to Rusim. Either Shlichos is only by a Bar Chiyuva, or Shlichos only where he has an option. Iboy Ovad, Iloy Boy Ovad. By a Chatzar, neither one applies.